Have you ever found yourself praying for more money, or for this ache or for that pain to go away? Praying and praying and praying for stuff just for yourself? Now, there's nothing wrong with asking God to meet your needs. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," and to rely on God for all their needs. That's what God wants. Rather than storing up wealth on this earth, he's quite happy to be our helper and our provider. In fact, he wants to be your helper and your provider. So never be ashamed to ask God for healing, for improvement in a relationship, for wisdom, for guidance, for food on your table, for the things that you need in this world. But there comes a point, somewhere along the line, where your prayer life can become selfish, even, let me say, narcissistic, where we're constantly focused on ourselves, on our wants, our needs, our health, our wealth, our happiness, our relationships, and come on, let's be honest, on our comforts and desires. Me, me, and me. Sure, it's good to have our needs met. It's good to have food on the table and a roof over your head. Have you noticed, though, that when we move from our needs to our desires, and when those desires are filled, they don't fill us up? If anything, the more our desires are met, the emptier we feel. It's meant to be like that, because there is so much more to life than just meeting our desires. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Yeah, there's so much more out there for you in your life than meeting your desires. There's living a life in right relationship with God. There's having peace in your heart. Man, isn't it just awesome when you have peace inside? There's experiencing that overwhelming sense of joy that only comes when we're full of the awesome presence of God and in a right relationship with him. Let me ask you, would you rather have a big flashy car or a right standing with God? Would you rather have a big, impressive house or have peace and joy in your heart every moment of the day? I've had both. And let me tell you, the trinkets and baubles that this world dangles under our noses are all imposters. They can't deliver what you and I are looking for. The peace, the joy, the deep intimacy with God when we know that Jesus' sacrifice on that cross has washed away our sin. Those things are priceless. I would forego every one of my worldly possessions before I let go of the righteousness, peace, and joy that I have in the Holy Spirit. There is so much more to life when we lift our gaze and look at Jesus. That's God's word, fresh for you today.